Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
All right, bud. So I saw this preview today. It was a teaser trailer for The Nine Lives. Not of Claw, which you'll notice I have back there, postered and signed. They're on their
what
way.
What other lives are there?
Nine Lives of Claw is actually having their premiere soon. I'm going to go to that. I can't remember where. I'll give details next time. Anyways, it's called Nine Lives. Guess who's starring in it? And I'm just going to give you...
Nicolas Cage.
Close. Better, but close. So I'm going to give you a image of the picture. I'm going to tell it to you. It's a kitty with like a white shirt on, like a business shirt, a blue tie and pants and shoes, as if it is shrunk down from a human into a cat.
That is an image of a picture.
Now who's starring other than Nicolas Cage?
Johnny Depp.
No, you're getting closer.
Well, Helena Bonham Carter.
I don't know who that is.
She played Bellatrix Lestrange.
Oh, Tim Burton's woman.
Yeah.
No, it's Kevin Spacey.
How would I have been close at Kevin fucking Spacey?
Well, I mean, Johnny
from
Depp.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp, he's one of the...
Well, they've been in tons of movies together.
True and tried actors. Have they been in any?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I'd like to see that. Imagine Seven, but minus Brad Pitt. Add Johnny Depp and put Samuel L. Jackson instead of Morgan Freeman. And Kevin Spacey still plays the same role. Better movie. It's all
Morgan,
I'm saying.
Samuel over Morgan.
Yeah. I think Quentin directs.
And Quentin directs. David Fincher, fuck him.
Yeah.
What's he done?
But yeah, so I watched the teaser trailer. And
I'm sorry if you hear the sucks from my chocolate milk.
It's organic.
It is organic, so but it is a sucky cup.
He's been
sippy cup.
It's a juice box, dickhead.
It's a milk box.
It's a okay, I'll take it. You're right. I'm wrong.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess like Kevin Spacey, wealthy man, of course, you know, businessman,
yeah,
makes billions of
worldly
dollars, fucks over people, you know?
Yes.
And then now he has to be taught a lesson via being a cat, because he hates cats.
Is this a kids movie?
It's coming out soon, because there's already a teaser trailer up. They've already shot it. Fucking Chris Walken's in it. He's like the guru that's like, yeah. He's like, but I hate cats. And Chris is like, that's why it's so good.
Oh my God.
It's rough, dude. I was like, why is Kevin Spacey doing this bullshit? Does he have kids?
I wonder if he has like a niece or nephew that really like...
That's what I'm saying. I think
project.
Sometimes like they're like, well, we'll just throw this on there.
I can see it.
Have you seen any cool trailers or
yeah,
any news?
Yeah, I saw some stuff, man.
What'd you see?
I saw some stuff. Mm. Well, I watched the Hail Caesar trailer again because it's awesome.
Yep.
And
I'm sure you watched, what's that, Gods of Egypt? Did you
nope,
watch that one again?
I did not watch that one again.
Really?
Mm-mm. Why would I watch that one again?
I don't know. Why'd you... Wait, I thought this had a straw. Your
it does. It
box.
Has two options. Either straw poke through the safety seal or rip the safety seal off and have a big gulp suck.
But now your shitty straw is like fucking on my table.
It's a shitty table. Let's be honest.
It's a great table. My mother gave this to me. Yeah,
perfect.
Thank you. I mean, there's chocolate milk. Oh, oh
no, man. It's not.
All
I'll
right,
suck
anyways,
it up.
Go ahead. So, yeah, you watch Hail Caesar again.
Again.
Mm-hmm. Another documentary
I
on fucking the 2008
watched
housing collapse.
I've watched two of those this week.
Wow.
Really?
No, I'm
kidding.
I was
kidding.
Like, holy
I'm
shit, they're still
kidding.
Making those? I think it's only for you.
Yes, they are making them, though. There's more I haven't seen. But I watched another trailer for The Witch.
Mm.
Which
one? Ha, which one? Go burn books. No. that was such a good ender, dude. No, which one? Was it the one where they showed the goat a lot?
Meh, meh.
Wow, it's a really good goat.
Creepy. Mm-hmm. No, the little girl like whispers it to the goat. She's
oh,
like,
I haven't seen that one then.
Yeah, it's
I just,
fucked up.
Because last week you mentioned it, and so I went and rewatched it like 2-3 nights ago. And yeah, that thing looks scary as fuck.
Yeah.
When they show the like the one shot of the witch when she looks up laying on the ground. Ugh.
Yeah. There's fuck. Another there's another one where he's like it seems like he's barricading one of his kids into a barn.
Oh, okay.
Like nailing the fucking like
that's like
putting like boards up.
Basically.
She's like, "You're not safe out there, daddy." And like he puts like
wow.
a board over her face.
That's cool as fuck.
And
that movie's going to be either really good or really really bad, but I feel
you know
like
I mean?
Since it's a period piece, it's going to be good. I think that's the one thing that kills horror movies now is that like they're set in our times and they're trying to
dumb.
Get the nuances of like the children or not children but like teens
yeah
and
tween,
it makes it
yeah.
shitty yeah
all that shit I'm like
just unwatchable like they'll have a great premise and you'll be like ugh god why is Busta Rhymes in this I'm dating myself
yeah
but
yeah you know that's when you were a kid but
yeah H2O wasn't he in that
H2O.
Yeah, the Halloween movie, the 20th anniversary.
I don't remember that movie.
There's like a webcam that like he was killing people on and shit like that.
Don't remember it. Mm. So shitty.
Next week's Test of Tony, though.
Never. Can't remember it. It's not real.
Yeah, okay.
It has nothing to do with my nostalgia. Mm. I mean, dude, period piece horror is some of the greatest.
I know. The Village. That's a good flick.
Yeah, I mean, that was bad. I was going to go with like Cannibal Holocaust for what like else? The 80s.
The Exorcist. That was a period piece. 80s. I'm kidding.
No, fuck off. It's not really a horror flick, but
the Exorcist?
Shot. No. The shots back from, but it was in the time that was shot. Mm. That was modern.
Oh. Yeah, I know, duh.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, Interview with a Vampire, though.
Ooh,
awesome.
That was a good
throwbacks.
One. Good one.
Mm-hmm. Scary.
Yep. Ooh, you know, it wasn't a good period piece horror one. Crimson Peak.
Or that vampire one about Vlad the Impaler.
Oh,
Dracula. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Was it new.
Was it Dracula? Yeah, no, it was
Dracula Untold.
Yeah, yeah. I was so stoked for that. But I also get, like, I'd be the one who's like, Van Helsing, what? They got all the good, they got all the monsters, bro. This is going to be sick. And then it sucks.
Hugh Jackman's coming back.
Oh, man. Wolvie's fighting all these monsters?
Wow.
Prestige. Great period piece. Not a horror film. It's been on my mind lately. I don't know why. I really want to rewatch that movie. I love fucking, probably because Bowie died.
Nikola Tesla. That's a good point. Yeah. We had to list our favorite movie at work today before we started work.
Why?
I don't know. No reason. He gave no fucking context. He was just like, I want everyone to go around and just say their favorite movie on a desert island that they would take with them. And people started being bullshitters.
Wait. Like, did you pimp the podcast? We're like, we did this. We did a top five.
No, I did not pimp the podcast. Why not? All these fucking Jay Browns. No.
They'd probably love it.
No, they'd hate me.
Really?
Yeah. I'm the worst.
But I'd like, you know, tear you down. Oh, actually, that'd probably be bad for your workspace because they think that they can act like that to you.
Yeah, they can. They could be the alpha, because I'm obviously the beta.
Yeah, you're always on your back.
Yeah, I'm always just getting raped around here on this
just
podcast.
Showing your belly. Oh, I'm sorry.
Always exposed for the kill. Tony, that dumb dummy.
The run of the litter.
And like everyone's fucking up, and they're like, oh, choose Gilligan's Island, the whole series.
Hey, that reminds me of somebody.
Yeah, and I seriously was like, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to be one of them. Like, oh, take every Matrix.
You would, though.
No, they literally were. There were kids being like, I'll take Lord of the Rings. I'll take
See, it's weird that
Harry
you didn't
Potter.
Think of that.
But it's stupid because you're asking for a single standalone film.
No, he says, what's your
what
favorite?
What film?
Yeah, and I group all of them together. It's like, you know
you
that.
You have to add an S to make those.
What is it? Is it? It's not Stealing Harbor. What's the movie with Jack Black and,
Steve.
Saving Silverman?
Yeah, Steve
Okay,
Zahn.
Remember when he picks up the nacho? He's like, if it's all connected with the cheese, it's one nacho.
But he was being moronic.
I think visionary.
And he dropped it.
Visionary.
He dropped it.
Yeah, and then remember she fucking flips the. Yeah. He's like, let me lean you back a little bit. And then
it was a wing nut. The wing nut came loose.
Oh man, there's good parts in that movie. There's a lot of parts that are bad. He gets like the ass implants and shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so Darren. What was yours?
Darren. Yeah. What do you see in her, Darren?
What was your favorite movie at work in front of all your peers?
Well, I kind of wanted to be kind of, you know, distinguished, but I didn't want to be too classic.
Citizen Kane.
Nope.
Anyone? Anyone?
I almost thought Godfather and Amadeus, and then I was like, no.
I can't believe you didn't go with Amadeus.
Because I thought, I think I could really, really watch No Country for Old Men 100 times.
That's
fine. It'd be fine.
What about There Will Be Blood?
That was up there, and Shawshank was up there.
Shawshank's great.
You know what I mean? Like,
he should have been like Schindler's List.
Jesus.
I am fucking dark, everybody.
I'm real dark.
One, black and white.
Well,
two.
Someone chose The Shining and everyone's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's a doubt. Yeah, I'm like, Requiem for a Dream? Yes. I really like downers.
Please, I would love to watch that forever.
Rumor Patrol American Horror Story Season 6 will focus on Slenderman. Just go ahead and bring that back up. Stop looking at it like a dickhead.
I'm not looking at it like a dickhead.
You literally were like, well, why isn't it going
back to myself
up?
Is why am I on this like this Bush League fucking podcast with these loose ass pop filters.
Yeah, the pop filter fell for all of you listening and you're like, why are they making fun of each other? I don't
understand.
It's all
fine. I'll just hold it with my strong arm.
Ooh, grab my strong hand. But yeah, Rumor Patrol American Horror Story Season 6 will focus on Slender Men.
Well, they should try.
Yeah, you stopped watching like what, season 2? You watched Asylum?
Yeah, I watched Asylum.
And then you stopped.
Then I stopped.
Yeah, so you didn't, well, I think Coven was next. Or Coven, however you say it.
Coven.
Coven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Witch One. It looks so cool. God, the promos for that series is amazing. Yeah. The intro to that series is incredible. The dog shit storylines that they try to piece together, like, isn't this fucked up? It has nothing to do with the story.
This is weird.
Not moving it along at all. Fuck them,
Who's
man.
Having sex with a minotaur?
Me and Lane been watching Hotel, and we haven't even finished the last two episodes. They came out like a month ago, and I just haven't had the... Hey, honestly, though, Lady Gaga, not bad. She's actually pretty good.
She won.
For what?
An Academy Award or a Golden Globe
for
one of her for performances. Shut up! I'm just off work. I'm hopped up on chocolate milk. Yeah, my pop filter's falling.
I'm all jacked up on chocolate milk.
I've been drinking chocolate milk all goddamn day.
Oh man, I wish I could find this article. Remember I was telling you about that petition that they made for the PG-13 cut of Deadpool.
Yeah.
I guess Ryan Reynolds, as Deadpool or whatever, or someone, Deadpool's account retweeted, he's like, sorry, little kid, this movie's for big boys and girls. Go fuck yourself. And it's like and he retweeted, the kid's mom or whoever started the fucking thing and, quoted her in it.
Wow.
Fucking rad, dude. That movie's gonna rock. I watched an awesome, awareness video for testicular cancer where it's Deadpool talking about it. He's like, so squeeze those tomatoes before you start stroking the cucumber. Puns. It's fucking awesome. If you have a chance, look that up. Look up testicular cancer Deadpool.
Jesus.
It's really funny. They're doing a really good job at doing the ad campaign for that movie. What else did you see? Trailer-wise.
Let me see.
Trailer-wise.
Let me scan. I'm scanning. That's all I saw trailer-wise.
Oh, did you see this Batman v Superman?
I have news, though.
Oh, cool. Right after this. Batman v Superman, the armor that he wears?
Yep.
People are saying that's Zod's armor from when. Remember when he has that fucking big armor on with the.
Yeah.
So he can breathe on Earth and shit like that?
Chunky looking neck piece.
And that's why they're like, well, the reason why I can stand up to Superman. Because that's how everyone sounds when they're talking about this movie.
Hey,
the reason why
guys.
You can stand. Yeah, hey, idiots. The reason why you can stand up to Superman is because it's Zod's armor and Zod's a Kryptonian. God.
I was thinking more like, hey, you guys.
Yeah,
like,
you were.
They sound like that.
Yeah, what's that character's name from
Chunk?
The Goonies? Yeah, Chunk. No.
Wait, Chunk. And,
yeah, Chunk's the little boy.
Chunk's the kid that likes him.
Yeah, everyone's like, you fucking idiots. It's blah, blah, blah. Why can't we think of this?
This is really annoying.
Yeah, this is really dumb. Why are we so dumb? Why are we dumb, Tony? God damn it.
Stop your talking. That's what's bothering me in my fucking ears.
Hold on. Let's get some dead air. You think.
No. I'm going to think and talk because...
No, dead air, go.
I hate you so much. In other words, just look it up on your little fucking laptop. Chickity cat clack.
It is
Trogdor.
What?
Gargoyle.
Gargoyle. Remember that show? That was a good show.
Yeah, Gargoyle's the best animated show of all time.
There's a lot of pictures of him.
Wow.
But the Goonies monster's name, image. Why would I need that? I need the fucking name, guys.
You're the worst.
Guys, I need the name. I'm talking to my internet like it's a person. Hold on, dead air. Think about it,
dude. I don't understand. I'm just gonna move on. No
all
one
right,
gives a fuck.
Go.
This is something cool.
Doubtful?
Blade Runner.
Sloth.
Ugh.
I told you, give me some dead air and I'd figure it out.
Did it. All right.
More dead air?
Here we are.
Any other monsters you want to tackle?
No, it is my fault. I made a reference and didn't know its origin.
Honestly.
I'm
surprised we both didn't. But hey, how do you feel about that American Horror Story Slender Man?
I don't know. Don't fuck it up. It's a cool folklore.
Really cool character. I really think they could do a lot with it. And it's creepy as all fuck.
But I mean, you're going to have a bunch of characters that aren't Slenderman in it that I don't give a fuck about, probably.
Very true.
Yep.
I really wish they would do like a kind of like a period piece with Slenderman, but have it chronological, like, because he's throughout time,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That would be so rad. Like, you know, just go, like, have, like, it's almost like an anthology type thing, but have, like, five or six of them. Like, maybe 15-minute, like, plot storylines, little kids getting stolen, seeing Slenderman.
There's thoughts that he is, you know, he's a premonition, he's, like, a ghoul from the grave. There's others that say he's, like, he's the vision of an alien that's been analyzing human beings for thousands of years.
That's cool. And I heard that, like, because of the internet and stuff like that, he actually travels through that now. That's, like, his, like,
that's
way
fun.
Of going. Yeah. So I think that would be really neat to go from, like, the olden times, like, you know, Salem witch trials type shit, and bring it all the way up to now. I think that would be a time when I'm like, okay, I can handle this kind of horror film. Go
I
ahead,
do
Tom.
This. Blade Runner
Ooh,
sequel starts yeah. shooting in July.
They use an old man Solo?
Old man Solo and Ryan Gosling.
Really? Is he playing a replicant?
He might be playing...
Replicant?
He might be playing like a Nexus...
What are they called? Replicants?
Replicants.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Replica is just the word
yeah.
for something.
That's
replicated.
Repeating.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah.
Solid.
Stupid, man. Yeah, so I'm pumped on that because I hope they do good. And I really hope that, you know, they follow the fucking...
Is there more books written about it? Because wasn't Blade Runner based on a book?
Blade Runner's not like a complete... It's probably the most accurate one of Philip K. Dick's
adaptation, yeah.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure that Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep is... There is a sequel to that book.
That's neat. You think they'll use that? I guarantee they're going off like something else. Someone's writing that shit.
Yeah, someone hopefully cool, though. Yeah. Someone who knows what the fuck's up. Yeah. And maybe it's just Philip K. Dick's ghost, just robotically.
Ooh, Ghost Rider. Remember that show?
Right. Oh, wait, no. That's a movie. I'm silly.
What?
I was going to say, I also have more news, but it wasn't. It's just a movie on my list.
For?
Things I've seen this week.
Oh, okay.
Moving on.
Yeah, genre 5, musical theme movies. Tony, I wanted to give you, you give me all 5. If I have some of yours, we'll go. We're not going to go back and forth this time. Go.
Oh, first one on my list, Almost Famous.
Sequential order?
Yes.
Okay. So that's number 1 or 5?
That's number 5.
Okay, Almost Famous, right on.
Yeah. Number 4.
What'd you like about Almost Famous?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
The acting.
Almost Famous, it was... It was a movie that made me kind of like feel like...
I thought you were just going to be like, it was a movie.
No. It was one of my favorite Philip Seymour Hoffman roles.
Yeah, he's good in it.
He is incredible. He's like, you could always call me because I'm always up late.
He's
like,
just so good at everything.
He's incredible. Yeah. From seeing him in Happiness all the way up into seeing him in A Most Wanted Man. Mm. It's all fantastic. Mm-hmm. But his character is incredible in that film, and he's such a fucking asshole, and I just love the way he like mentors the kid. Against his will, he just starts doing it.
The kid is really good too. He's fantastic.
Yeah, he's incredible. And it is a cool fucking period piece. Like, agreed. About a real band. Stillwater is a real band.
Stillwater.
That's not one of their songs.
I know. Why would they sing their names?
Black Sabbath.
Whitechapel. They don't even sound like that.
God, yeah.
Jimi Hendrix. Oh, I love that tune.
Rat.
What?
Rat?
Okay, I thought you said rap with a P. I was like, but Rat the
with
band.
With a T, you stupid dick.
Yeah, Rat was great.
Use your ears.
Okay.
next on my list is A Mighty Wind.
I haven't seen it.
A Mighty Wind's a blowing. It's an incredible fucking film.
Oh, I want to see Wind Talkers.
All about... that's literally a Nicolas Cage fucking movie.
Is it good?
About him hanging out with Apaches in Vietnam.
Yeah, and they take the like the English version of their stuff and hand it over to...
They take Apache and send Apache messages and no but one it's can
our,
decipher
But
them.
It's our stuff, yeah. It's like it's the stuff of the Allies.
Yeah.
All of our... And then
it's Allies and using Apache so they, no one can...
Don't they decipher the German too?
Or German?
No? Yeah.
Vietnam.
It is? The person that was telling me about it was like, it takes place in World War II.
I thought it totally was Vietnam.
You're probably right.
Yeah. I for sure thought that was like a fucking like...
Well, don't get mad at me. I don't know it. I just wanted to see it. It sounded neat. I was talking about The Imitation Game. Great flick.
Well, yes. That is a great flick. Mm. And it's way better than Wind Talkers.
I don't know.
Oh, boy. You've seen one, right?
Yeah, true.
You've only seen one.
Imitation Game's fantastic. All right. Keep going.
Oh, it is Vietnam.
Okay.
Yep. Mm. So, yep. Cool. Way off topic. A Mighty Wind is...
Wind.
What?
Wind, that's why.
No. Not on topic by saying that word. Yeah. You can't just say that word. Mm. Could I
say... I'm like Mighty Mouse. Oh, what a good show.
Yeah. Here he comes to save the day.
I was going
to
say like how you could do that.
What's up? It's free association?
I was watching a Full House and you're like...
House on Haunted Hill?
Yeah. You're like, fuck, dude, that means nothing near what I said.
Right, but that's how my brain works. I think that's how ADHD works. You kind of just like cross wire.
Oh, you're embracing it instead of trying to just...
Correct.
Be good.
No, I don't want to take any pills to, you know, mess with this awesomeness.
What?
Yeah.
Mess with what?
I know.
You don't... What? Holy dog shit.
What's
but,
up?
A Mighty Wind is actually about like these aged folk bands from the 50s and 60s. Like they were sort of pop folk.
Yeah.
Before it was kind of like Dylan, like Bob Dylan and shit like that. They were more mom and popsy, like late 40s, 50s, fucking like, hey, how's it going, everybody? We're going to sing you some folk songs.
Yeah.
And it was very like cheeky and it's all about them trying to do like a 30-year reunion for this record producer that died and had this huge
concert.
Based
on a true story or not?
None whatsoever. Have you ever seen Best in Show?
Yeah.
It's the same director.
Gotcha.
Same
awesome.
Style.
Right
same
on.
Exact
That's
style.
Cool. Right yeah. on.
Oh, right on, Tony.
Sorry.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's my bad. I was taking a nap earlier, and I was going to wake up now.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say, fuck you.
All right.
Yeah, Christopher Guest does a lot of movies that, honestly, you can watch them back to back. It's like Wes Anderson in his films.
Mm-hmm.
But, Best in Show. This is Spinal Tap.
Yep.
Was him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Princess Bride? Really?
That's awesome.
That's fucking awesome. I didn't know that. Cool. Yeah, so Mighty Wind.
He takes like almost like genres and then kind of makes his own flicks out of them.
Yeah, it's, he's like. Yeah. Very cool. That was my second, right?
Third, second.
Oh, shut up.
We are burning through this list.
What's my third? Scott Pilgrim.
Nice, that's on mine.
Oh, is that?
Yeah, I was hoping,
totally.
I was hoping that I was going to get one over on you, but I didn't.
Nope, because
that's a good one.
Scott Pilgrim's the shit.
Yeah,
and
that
I
is.
Saw it twice in the theater.
Awesome, wow. You were the only one.
I was. I tried to give him as much of my money as I could.
Yeah, that movie did not do well. But it was like a fucking cult classic overnight. That was what was weird.
I love it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Fourth on my list.
I like the battle of the bands, the actual battling of them. Well, it's on mine.
They
I
actually,
can fucking
they
wax
actually
about
fight.
It. Piece of shit.
Yeah, they do. They actually fight. They have bass battles.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, you know it.
Yeah. I know the lines.
Go on.
Shut up.
Yeah.
My next one is, are you ready to let me talk?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Nice. They sing.
That's my fourth.
Yep.
They do sing.
They do.
It's all about them being in a band.
So that's your second?
And traveling to get something from a chest.
That's number two.
It's number two.
Okay.
Number one. Oh, you're ready for it.
Amadeus. Oh.
I killed him. He's dead.
You should have been like, go burn books.
Burn them all.
Would have ended it right there and be like, did he really shoot him? It didn't sound like a good gunshot.
No, it didn't.
I would have replaced that, though, post.
With a solid.
Yeah, with a really good one, like really
could
loud.
Could you get like a 12-gauge shotgun, like a real good thumper?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I could probably do it myself. That's awesome. Good list, bro.
Thanks, bro.
Rockstar.
Yep.
I love that fucking movie. That's such an underrated movie, too. Steel Dragon! They don't sing that
either. They don't.
But it's such a... That, Mark Wahlberg, Jennifer Aniston, great flick. Love that movie. I think it was a VH1 original, wasn't it?
The guy who plays Mad-Eye Moody. I always forget his name, but he's...
Fuck, yeah.
He's
can never
the fucking
remember
road manager. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Airheads.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
they
a good
rock
one.
Band.
Yeah, that was a fantastic
one. Adam Sandler.
Ooh,
and Buscemi.
Mr. Holland's Opus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a...
I forgot about that
You watched
one.
That for Test of Tony, didn't you?
No, I don't think
little
so.
Little deaf kid gets all
no,
scared.
I mean, I know the movie,
All the kids are crying, and they're like, why isn't my baby crying? And then she starts, like, clapping in his face.
Deaf as fuck.
Yeah, poor kid. Let's see, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, and my last one I'm gonna go with High Fidelity.
Okay.
Yeah. That's not like in an order or anything. Those are just my top five movies.
Oh, you made me go in order?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like to make you work.
You expect more of me because I'm a constant, like a super professional.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Adamant professional? Is that what it is?
Consummate
professional?
Consummate?
Adamant.
Adamant? No, consummate. Adamant means like you really are serious about this.
Yeah, so that's why I was like, put them in order, bitch.
Oh, my God.
All right, so we're going to hop into
Don't label me, bruh.
We're going to hop into Weekly Recommendations and Witchwexions. I always saw it. I didn't really watch Dick this week.
Wow.
Making a Murder, I'm on episode 6. It's really, really good.
Take your time.
Yeah, honestly. I know. I'm way back behind on that shit. I don't even think I caught up on The Flash at all. I didn't really watch much. I had to watch those two movies back to back. I've been real busy with work and Leota. So I haven't gotten to watch much, but I'm really digging Making a Murder. Although it's like a fucking 12-hour documentary, I really enjoy it. And it's really
don't
easy
look at
to
me with your condescending eyes.
It's really easy to go through as well. Like I don't feel like medicine-y, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, I started watching Game of Thrones again too.
Really?
Yeah, from the beginning. Because I have no, like, I don't, that's weird, because there's so much shit that I could
Son
be watching.
Son of a bitch.
But yeah, I watched the first, like, 4 or 5 episodes last night. It was up to, like, 4 or 5 in the morning. It is fucking good.
Well, I watched it through 3 times, and that was it.
Wow, I thought
now
about...
Now I'm up to date.
I thought about getting, because it's coming back April.
April 24th.
Jesus Christ, almost May. Fucking Batman v Superman comes out before that.
It's pushing.
What the fuck was I going to say? Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. Bran looks so young. He actually looks like his age.
Everyone's very young.
Yeah, Arya, God, she is fucking piss and vinegar, man. Yeah. I just watched the episode, I think it was the second one, where the Butcher Boy dies, the Hound kills him.
Yeah.
Because, like, the direwolf bites fucking that fucking
Sansa. No, Joffrey.
Joffrey, yeah. And, yeah, that was a
Sansa
really,
was with him.
That was a hard part to watch, man.
It is rough. Yeah. And, dude, there was this...
dude, fucking, what's her name? Cersei?
Yeah, Cersei Lannister.
God, light that bitch on fire.
There was a meme that was like, if you ever forgave Cersei for what she did, remember this scene, and it shows the picture of the dog in the kennel that she, like, has
killed.
Ned go kill.
Yeah, well, no, she wanted the butcher to do it, and he was like, he's one of the North. He's like, he deserves better. I was like, oh, God, Ned Stark is so hard. He'll just cut that dog up. No, I think...
If he has to.
Yeah, I think
he'll behead him.
Yeah, either he cut off...
Oh, no, he slits his...
I think he slits his throat, or he breaks its neck all fucking I Am Legend style.
I know. Jesus. So many cool references.
Oh man, I packed them in. Well, that was my only movie, so I had to make it good.
Did you only see I Am Legend?
No, I didn't watch that at all. Making a Murderer and Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not even finished with either, so I can't really fucking talk about it much.
You're just not.
But Making a Murderer is fucked, man. It is crazy. Like, it makes me freaked out to live in a small town because I really feel like people are like, just have grudges and they're like, I'm gonna fuck up this person's life. That's so fucked up to me.
Oh no, we'll sleep soundly, even though we are destroying someone's life.
And
I mean, it's just a tragedy.
What was
an
that?
Absolute tragedy. Oh, I was getting a phone call,
okay,
but
right
I
on.
Had it on silent. I was showing you.
Oh, fuck yourself.
Yeah, that.
Go ahead.
I know how to do my job.
Give me your weekly recommendations and rejections.
First one on my list is a movie called
Straight Outta Compton.
Shut the fuck up.
That's out now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll check it out, but I didn't check it out yet.
That's going to be movie of the week next week. I'm kidding.
I actually watched some hard shit, dude.
All right, go. Hit me.
I watched
What? Fucking
World of Tomorrow. It's a half-hour film.
You really wished it was Tomorrowland?
No. It's really hard to explain.
You really
to
wish
someone
it was Tomorrow
like
Never Dies?
Nope. You do.
Yeah, that'd be easy.
Don't think of any other fucking Tomorrow movies.
You wish it was Waterworld?
Well, who doesn't?
That's dude, test the Tony next week, Waterworld. For
good.
Sure.
Dennis Hopper, sign me
up.
Oh,
my God. Hold on. Let me write that down so I don't forget. That's going to be awful. Drinking pee.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
He's got gills.
You drink your own pee.
If I had to?
No, just for fun.
Yeah, just for shits and gigs.
Just sit down and piss straight up in your mouth.
I'm going to piss in yours later.
Oh, I hope
for
not.
Sure.
I'll be leaving. I'm going to Florida tomorrow.
Yeah, I know, but you're going to have to take a nap before you leave, and I'm just going to piss
no,
straight
I'm,
in your
I'm
mouth.
No, I'm up.
Oh, it sounds real safe. You're a real safe guy.
Yep.
Drive through the night, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I slept from like 2 to like 6:30.
Yeah. Paul's going to be leaving us, and I'm going to be doing what I call the best podcast ever. It's called Tony's Solo Time.
Oh, wow. I'm going to fucking lock my room.
No.
You can do it on your task.
I will do it in this room.
Okay.
You think I can't get through that door?
Yeah.
With a push of my power, I'll knock through it.
That's true. They're not sturdy.
Those old doors are crumble under my power.
Sure. The landlord doesn't listen to this.
Scott's like, you crumbling doors with your power, Tony?
Yeah, he just shows up. He's like, I just heard about the crumbling
comes
of doors.
To pick up the rent. Let me check all the doors.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. There's like a shape of you in it. You're like, I had to record the best podcast ever. It's just you like.
So, I'm trying to be like Mark Maron.
Pow, I just shit myself. All right, good.
World of Tomorrow is fucking, it's crazy. It's an animated film, half hour long, and it's all about this little girl. She's like 4 years old and can barely speak. And she's just, oh, look at me.
I thought you said she could barely speak.
She can barely speak. She
knows
like
speak.
9 words.
Okay.
Only about 9 of them, and doesn't understand conceptually what the fuck the third generation clone time traveling to the past to pick her up, talking to her, is saying.
But that's her.
It is her from like 500 years.
Third generation
years.
Of a clone, and then back,
comes and grabs her because it wants to like analyze the beauty of
simplicity.
Of simplicity, of like a pure human.
Wow, it's weird. I got the whole fucking thing.
No, no, no. Not that yet, dummy. Mm. It starts deconstructing different realities and talking to her about how quantum teleportation works.
What's this on?
And it's on Netflix.
Wow. Okay, I'll check it out.
It's just really fucking crazy.
Heady.
And like, heady as fuck. And honestly, if you don't pay attention, you'll be like, oh, it was a kind of cool movie. But you don't really realize, like, the hidden themes behind, like, someone time traveling into a million years BC or getting launched out of a fucking...
A million years BC because it goes backwards. I gotcha.
Yes. And then...
I was like, would that be like now, man?
They, oh, God. They also talk about the risks of, like, unregistered time travel to where you could end up in the atmosphere or under the Earth.
Oh, I got you.
Instead of on the planet.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there has to be some sort of coordinates to where it's almost like a 3D element of it, because you have to make sure you're in the right time plus the right spot of it, or you'll end up in, like, half a mountain.
Yeah, but then they go into what bending space and time is, and it's...
I've seen
honestly, it's
I
a theme,
it.
Dude. No, there's, like, a thicker theme I've been on, and it's...
Remember when he moves books? Dust?
Yeah, I do.
Spoilers.
It's science that I don't understand, so then I started watching Primer.
Oh, good. Oh, I heard that's really good.
Oh, boy. You... They do not pull punches, dude. It is the most... it's not an audience hand-holding fucking film.
Right, just
kind of
like,
you need to fucking just focus, because they're saying science and not explaining dick.
Okay. And
they're just
like that?
Going for it. Huh?
How'd you like it?
I mean, I focused really well, and I
I was sweaty.
It,
I cried four times. My nose bled.
Oh, no. I did have a couple seizures, and my eye fell out, and like I pulled my toenails out. But no, like... Honestly, I did have to focus around the end. I'm like, the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
And like, you have to realize, like, oh,
I started watching it. I just didn't finish
son
it.
Son of a bitch. It's it's a nutter.
I started watching Big Short, and I felt like that. Like, I started watching it when I was inebriated, and I was like, I'm not, like, literally, no. They were throwing so many fucking terms out, and even, like, through sober eyes.
Yeah.
Like, it is, like, there's a lot of information in that.
See,
man.
Now that one was, like...
Well, it's easy for you, because you've been watching fucking documentaries about it for the past 15 years.
Yeah.
And that was before it even happened.
Before it even... Just like fucking, just like Burry.
Yeah, like Primer.
Michael Burry, yeah. Figured it out in 05.
Yep.
But,
oh, is that a Christian Bale's character? Yeah. The fucking creepy eye?
Dude, he's awesome.
Yeah, he is really good.
But no, I would say Primer is...
It seems like you're talking down to me.
10 times.
I'm not. He's like, you just think that you're better than everyone. I am. Like, he's just one of... Like, it's almost like he has Asperger's. Like, his character.
He's just, I'm horrible at social interaction.
Yeah, he's like, I'm really sorry. Yeah, he's like, you have a nice haircut. Did you do it yourself?
And that's the dude's a compliment.
Like, and the dude's like, no, I got it cut at a place. And he's like, sorry, my wife said I should... Share more,
yeah. That's a nice
there's
haircut.
Cool.
Did you do it yourself?
There's really cool, like, character-wise.
Yeah.
Especially Bale's character. But go ahead. Ryan Gosling seems like a total fuckhead, but
oh,
I like
funny.
It too.
Yeah, he admits it. Mm-hmm. And, like, there's a scene where he's like...
I'm pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, there's a scene where he was just like, I would never be caught dead with these fucking assholes. I have art friends.
Yeah.
Or I have fashion friends.
Fashion friends, yep.
But then I watched Primer. Primer's about 10 times more intellectual than that film. It's a fucking...
Primer came out a while ago, too.
Yeah, it's
like 4 years ago.
It's
or
a thick
shit.
Watch. Next, I watched Fruitvale Station.
Mm-hmm.
Fruitvale Station is a...
Wow, it came out 11
horrible.
Years ago. 12 years ago, Primer.
Wow.
Yeah, it's insane. Good.
Horrible, horrible
Holocaust
event.
Movie?
Nope.
Oh, no.
Random fucking, like, police violence against this kid. Like this, and there's footage of it. It's such fucked up footage of this dude dying, this kid named Oscar dying on a platform on New Year's Day,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, the night of New Year's Eve.
Yeah,
just go trying to go home.
Wow.
Like, honestly, like,
that
it
sucks.
Was a little scuffle on the subway. They pulled people out.
So they were just fucking with him.
Fuck with him. They were fucking with him, but they had him and four of his friends like on the side on the curb, kind of like outside the fucking train. But his friends were like, dude. Just, we didn't do anything. Like, so Oscar was trying to get up. He wasn't inebriated. It's a fucked up story, dude. But he's like this, like, really fucking cool dude trying to do everything right, like getting groceries for his mom, being a decent fucking dad. And he wants to go out and, like, help his, like, let his wife fucking, or his girl, like, celebrate New Year's. And it's just, I mean, the dude got the cop that, I mean, this is like, this the whole premise. You know what's going to happen to him once you watch the trailer. But it's kind of like watching, you know, like Bowling for Columbine. You know what's coming in the documentary.
Yeah.
Sorry for bumping the mic.
No.
But
consummate professional.
Cop fucking shoots him straight in the back, like while he's on the ground with his hands out. Like,
oh, wow.
And the other cop had his knee in his throat, like on the back of his skull.
So do they, like, is it like the court hearings afterwards to try to get the cops, like, in trouble for it?
No, it's a reimagined, it's a retelling of his story, yeah.
That's the end?
It's, no, yeah, it's him from Spoilers. 2 days earlier. No, that's how the fucking, it's literally a fucking shot of him getting off the train in the...
That's how it begins.
In the promo of the DVD picture.
Mm, okay. So yeah. All I know is that there's a train and a dude.
Well, no. I mean, if you type in Fruitvale Station, you could see footage of him being murdered. Like,
What's that movie with... it's about, like, four kids that are, like, chasing... They steal a hot dog cart, and then they are running from the hot dog guy, and, like, the cart falls downstairs, kills the dude. They go into a place for involuntary manslaughter.
What?
And then they flash forwards after they get out, and they're older. Like, Brad Pitt plays, like, an older version of
Sleepers?
The dude. Sleepers.
Okay, yeah.
I want to do that for movie of the week.
I love Sleepers.
Cool.
I heard about totally that. Forgot about that, yeah. Fuck, that is the beginning of that. All right. Fruitvale Station is incredible. It's Michael B. Jordan.
You reminded me of it because that, like, that kind of premise of, like, the... Because it's all about, like, the guards raping them and shit like that. Ugh, I heard it's really graphic.
It is graphic. It's fucked.
Yeah. Michael B. Jordan, though. He's a good guy.
Yeah. He's the one who plays Oscar in that film. But fuck that cop. I won't give it... I mean, the only mystery would be...
I mean, you already gave it away.
What happens to the cop.
Oh.
You know the kid dies. Okay. I mean...
Do I? Well, I do now.
Well, I mean, if you just read the back of the fucking DVD.
I don't read the backs of DVDs. I barely read. I can't read.
Watching a fucking preview.
All right, go ahead. What else you got?
I don't like it when you make me feel bad.
Well, get used to it. You have to be used to it by now.
No, I don't usually feel bad because I'm thinking of the source and what a, like, a little gumpy piece of shit you are.
Oh, wait. Do you mean like because,
like,
I said spoilers?
Bashing me and be like, spoiler, dickhead.
Oh, no, I'm just fucking with you. I don't care.
It's not a spoiler, though.
All right, fine. I was just joking. Take your tampon out and read your next movie.
See? She's gonna fucking punch you in the throat.
Good.
Focus.
Yeah.
I also saw Cartel Land. Mm. It's about cartels.
In a land.
Good guess. Good guess.
Thank you.
No, it's a... it's really gritty. It's really violent.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible. It's actually, like, it's a real... It's an hour and a half documentary about actual, like, revolutionaries trying to, like, fight cartels by gathering regular people and arming them.
Whoa.
So they retake entire towns.
So they...
kill, like, not kill cartel people, but, like, capture them and drag them to the feds and hope the feds don't just let them go.
Wait, but it's regular people doing this?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's just, like, regular villagers being like, dude, my...
It's like Batman.
Like, they catch this one guy named, like... like Charlino, and he's like, you killed my uncle, and they're punching him in the face.
Yeah.
Like, it's real dudes that are just, like, lost family to cartels.
Yeah, that kind of happened in, like, Narcos.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
They That's just, like,
a, where does it take place?
It's Mexico.
Mm, okay.
Because it's actually the border. It shows the border people as well as the
now,
people on our side and theirs.
Is this a biopic, or is this just... like a,
I would say it's an actual documentary. That's
whoa.
Yeah, it is a documentary.
That's fucked.
Yeah,
that's wild.
Because it shows
that shit sucks.
Those, like, what are they called? Like, kind of like Minutemen, Border Patrol guys, like that go down to the border to defend it from illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
This guy, it follows this one dude who has a.
Those are like mercenaries, aren't
mercenaries.
They?
Yeah, like he kind of like governs himself, but now he. He kind of he's seen the innocents that are in that, which are the immigrants, and he's like, no, I don't hunt for immigrants anymore. I used to do that, and a lot of people disagree with me around here, but that's not what I'm here for. I'm here to catch these cartel cocksuckers.
Yeah,
that's who I want to shoot. That's who I want to fucking rob. Like, dude, he's like, I'll take all their fucking money out of their pockets and throw it on the ground. Like, piss on it and drag them to fucking jail.
That's rad.
He's like, I don't, you know, it's not so much about, like, people trying to get to a better life. It's more about killing.
Yeah, it sounds more people like vengeance. Bringing,
well, dude, there's one part where you watch them cook like 1,000 pounds of meth.
Oh, speaking of meth, did you read the story in, like, I think it was Missouri? This lady and a dude were cooking meth in a trailer, and the fucking, she heard noises, but she thought she was just kind of tripping out. And then, like, and it was like 2 days of cooking, and she was pregnant at the time, and she was with her boyfriend.
Did the baby fall out?
No, check it out. So the noises stop, and she checks, like, 2 hours later, opens up the door that she left her 2-year-old son in with a space heater,
oh,
and the space heater fucking cooked the kid alive, because it didn't have an automatic shutoff once it reached the temperature, so it just kept it at 76 and getting warmer and warmer and warmer and warmer. 2 days, dude. And they get their schedule like their sentence is like 20 years to life. And I was like, they should fucking put them into like a jail cell and like turn on a fucking space heater. I wonder what's gonna happen to that fucking baby that she's pregnant with. Jesus Christ, that bummed me the fuck out. Sorry, but you said methamphetamine reminded me of it.
Oh, that was a downer.
Yeah, my bad. All right, so do you have any more?
No, that's it.
All right, cool. What's happening? Movie or Test of Tony? We did Empire Records. What year did that come out, Tony?
95.
95. Who directed?
I don't know.
Okay, I'll look it up.
I don't know. You ask me one, you get one.
Yeah, yeah. I shouldn't have. I shouldn't have
pushed the envelope.
How'd you like the opening credits for that movie? It definitely felt like a 90s movie.
Oh, it totally did.
With that Alan Moyle.
Gig opening.
Alan Moyle.
I love this movie.
It's really good.
So unrealistic.
Yeah, very.
So good.
Yeah. Lucas?
Lucas, yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking the guy from Scanner Darkly.
Rory Cochrane, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, that dude looks so familiar, and his delivery's kind of familiar, too. And then I looked him up, and then I saw his face, and I was like, that's the guy from Scanner Darkly. I can't remember his name in Scanner Darkly.
Frick,
yeah. I thought he was really cool, because I don't remember, like, I used to watch this movie all the time as a kid. It was on Comedy Central or USA, like, constantly.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, it was really weird, though, because, like, Liv Tyler, like, throwing herself at the guy.
Rex Manning, yeah.
That was, I don't know, that even as a kid, I was like, this feels, like, fucked up. Like, I don't know if I understood, like, him unzipping his pants, but she was naked, and I was like, I shouldn't be watching this.
I never really processed what age these people were.
Well, she's about to go to college.
She's
so
about
she's 18.
To go to college, so you'd hope.
Yeah. And then
you'd fucking hope.
What's her friend's name, the blonde one?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Hold on, I got the page right here. Debbie Mazur, no, that's not her.
It's a three-part name. Yeah.
No, it's Gina. It's Renee Zellweger, right? She plays the blonde friend? Nope.
No, not at all. It's a three-part name. It's the girl from fucking Mallrats.
No, that's not her. It's Bridget Jones' Diary.
Oh, then it totally is Renee Zellweger. I totally thought it was What's-Her-Face.
Yeah, she's from Bridget Jones' Diary, right?
Yes, she is.
And she's, like, super young. Yeah, Gina, that was her name. But, yeah, and her whole thing of, like, being, like, kind of put, like, I don't know, it exposes all the faults of these people that are growing up and
shit
like
that. Well,
I
know, yeah. And then there's, like, the fucking chick that buzzes her head and tries to kill herself, but it's, like...
Oh, man, that part where fucking they do the fake funeral for her. Hold on.
Corny as fuck.
No, but that was, like, it was cool because she was, like, I tried to cut my wrist with, like, a purple or a pink, like, fucking lady.
Razor, yeah.
That delivery of the line was great.
Took me a half hour to draw blood.
Yeah, just to get through the skin. Was it Robin Tooney? Is that her? I think her name was Deborah.
Yeah, Robin Tooney, because she's in she's in some show nowadays.
Okay, The Mentalist?
I think, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, 2008, I don't know if that's the same. She was also in The Craft.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you think about the premise of the film. People that work in a record store...
About to be taken over.
Trying to fucking be taken... Yeah, not being taken over by a music town.
Yep.
Get all that. Big it's chain. Rex Manning Day, so they got a lot to do, because there's lots of people coming here for Rex.
And it's a day in a life.
The only time anyone asks for any fucking assistance is when everyone's in the back, and that stoner kid is like... Please help.
Yeah. Oh, it's kind of like
one does shit in that movie
at all. They play CDs and then and that when
AJ like paints on the roof all day.
Yeah, and then
he glues
quarters.
Fucking cords. Yeah, I'm like, son of a bitch, what are they doing? And like, literally, Joe is just wandering around cussing and beating up minors.
Yeah, Warren was amazing. My name's
Warren's
not fucking
funny.
Warren.
Warren's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It was very. Definitely not realistic portrayal
of a day in a music store.
Yeah, I did. It is very like Clerks like in its like way though.
Yeah, because like, it has all these
day,
other things happening.
Yeah, it's one day everything's happening. It's all about relationships and how fucked up these people are and what's wrong with them. I wonder if that was like a kind of like a premise. Like I wonder if that's like something they.
Well, I think
from.
It's sort of like a. They probably looked at it and went, "Oh, that worked well. That was awesome."
This definitely seemed like the same vein. I really enjoyed it. Rewatching it too, it holds up definitely.
Yeah, I mean it's funny. There's funny parts. It's PG-13 as shit.
I'd say a hard PG-13.
Yeah.
That seemed like it could have been. I wouldn't have been surprised.
Joe
if you
calls
told me it
was people
R.
like moron and dork and shit. He's like, "What an idiot!" I'm like, "Oh, couldn't you? You'd have been funnier if you were like you piece of
shit." So it's kind
of
like a hip, tame version of Clerks without the monologues. Kind of like a dumbed down, hipped. What did I say?
Tame
version of Clerks. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll help you remember the words.
Yeah, just hold my hand while we
ago.
Do it. Thank you.
Hold your hand while you think.
Yes. I really enjoyed it. It got 6.7 on IMDb. I'd give it a 6.
I'd give it a 7.
Really?
Yeah, right, it's on. Got I don't know. I had a big old thing for Liv Tyler growing up. Like, I was like, oh my gosh. She's
yeah, so the speed freak.
Yeah. I was like, well.
That part when Gina starts freaking out, that is a fucking rad scene. That's very much in the Chasing Amy, esque. Remember in the parking lot? Oh, man, that scene breaks my heart.
Yeah, there's, well, there's good acting in her. Like
Joey something, that's her name. The chick from Chasing Amy. That's
Renee Zellweger was the shit in Cold Mountain.
I never saw it.
She's a fantastic actress.
Yeah. Joey, fuck, I can't remember.
You know who I'm talking about, Joey Adams. Or
Joey
whatever.
Adams, yeah. That's it, yeah, thank you.
Yep, that's who I clicked, but I...
She looks so similar to her, yeah. It's crazy.
When they're young, they looked identical.
Yeah, it's just that she has a way different voice, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, when totally didn't resonate with any of the characters, except Luke.
Who'd you be? You'd be Lucas?
I mean, I get Lucas, because he's trying to fucking, like, hold in the fucking, like... he went nuts.
Well, it's weird, he's very like fucking he's existential, not like
that. Well, they make a joke, they're like, dude, you were fucking normal yesterday and yeah. Today what is wrong with you? You're acting like, you know, this.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, I'm like, so usually he's normal, he tried to do something big and now his brain, he's just like
broke.
I'm gonna fucking like pretend nothing happened and just be cool Luke. Like,
yeah, yeah, his backstory was really cool too.
Yeah,
him, what's the owner's name?
Joe,
yeah, him and Joe have a really cool connection.
Yeah, because Joe kind of gave him something, yeah, when he had nothing.
Yeah, okay, I thought you meant like I was like, I don't remember.
Oh, no, yeah. he gave him life. Hope. Yeah.
Yeah, basically. That was really cool. I mean, they're playing like a fucking show on top of the... they've raised like, what, like $9,000?
$9,000 and like...
$20 a person.
Renee Zellweger sings for the first time with the band and like... There's sub characters you don't see much, like the other singer in the band. That guy works there. Yeah,
he was Deborah's boyfriend.
Yeah,
because she's like, it's not you, it's me. Just get the fuck away. I'm fucked up. It's cool. You don't have to apologize. Just get the fuck away from me. She had a really cool character too. They were awesome characters, just like super exaggerated. Which I guess that's pretty much
that's
how movies
the '90s.
Go.
Yeah,
yeah.
Clueless. That would be one that would exaggerate the living shit out of everyone.
Clueless is great.
Except Paul Rudd. He just wanted to, like. Eat ham sandwiches and listen to Radiohead.
I'd say AJ, I mean, like, an angsty, very angsty, artsy teen. He doesn't really, like, exist. But,
no,
not
anymore.
The redheaded kid, I can't remember his fucking name either. Like, he was, like, the buddy of everybody.
Yeah, sort of the fried out guy.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not even listing his fucking name on here, man. Mark? Ethan Embry? Is that his name?
Mark.
Yep. Mark, he was really cool. I don't know. I think his character was like the most realistic of the time.
Yeah.
Like he's just some fuck up that likes music and shit.
Yeah.
All right, let's hop into fucking High Fidelity. God, this movie rocked.
Fucking A. 2000.
Jack Black, who directed? High Fidelity.
John and Joan Cusack.
Yeah, it's I think I've spoken about this before. I did not know that they were related until like I started watching Shameless.
Yeah.
And her name came up and I was like, Cusack. I was like, oh, that must be like a Hollywood name. Looked it up. I'm like, nope, brother and sister.
Nope, for sure.
Oh, her part where she walks into the record store. Yeah. Fuck, she rocks so hard. I would watch Joan Cusack in fucking anything.
Yeah, she's really fucking
I almost want to watch 9 Months again because I know she's in that. And I think I could revisit it.
You know
it.
What you would like her in is, fuck. She's Steven in Gross Freer's. Point Blank with him.
Yeah, oh, that's a fantastic movie. She's like his, his secretary, receptionist. Yeah. Stephen Frears directed.
Ah, yes.
And it's a book written by Nick Hornby.
Oh, awesome.
D.V. DeVincentis screenplay.
I'm going to be, like, from the get-go, because I'm having such a fucking shit week, and I'm just kind of, like, shitty.
Yeah.
I was like, my God, he's so right about the first sentence he says in the movie about how everyone's worried about, like, violence and drugs and shit like this, but... Nobody really talks about the thousands of mopey, depressing, brokenhearted love songs, pop songs.
Oh, and if that's
that
what's
kids
affecting,
can listen
yeah,
to.
Yeah, yeah. They're so scared that video games is going to mess them up and like the news. But is it really? Is it the songs being written about heartbreak, or is the heartbreak coming from the songs?
Yeah,
yeah.
And he was pretty much saying like, I've felt heartbreak because of these moments from these songs.
Well, don't you think that like maybe the like the I guess like if you haven't experienced the emotion before, it kind of gives you like a bar to set. So like if you see the love story before you get like become in love, you almost like fantasize but romanticize the idea of it, and then that kind of raises the bar.
That's
then
what
you
he
find
talks
out
about too. Yeah,
and you and that's and then you find out that it's not like that. That's not reality. That's just a
that's
romanticized version of what it
He's
is.
He's like, I don't want the fantasy anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, when he talks I've never about, got tired of you.
Yeah.
You get tired of the fantasy. But it was such a depressing watch for me, like hearing Peter Frampton and like seeing all this fucking great stuff playing out from like when I was in high school and I ate this movie for breakfast. Like,
What was the fucking chick's name that sings that song? It's the girl with the dreads.
Yeah.
I can't remember, but yeah, her rendition of that was fantastic.
Yeah.
There's so much good
music.
Same
with Jack Black singing Marvin Gaye.
Ooh, he murdered. Dude. That was before Tenacious D, too.
Yeah.
Did you know that they started out doing coffee shops and shit like that in L.A.?
That's
and like
fantastic.
Chris Hardwick like walked in and like just saw him like randomly, like him and Kyle Glass, Gas. Yeah. And like he was like, oh, that's fucking funny. And then like 4 years later, there's an HBO show that CD and those two videos and shit like that. So neat. But I think that this was in 2000.
Yeah.
So, oh man, that had to have been really close to when Wonder Boy came out.
I think Wonder Boy had to have been
2002.
2001 or 2.
Yeah, for sure. He has a fantastic voice. His character is fucking awesome. He has this one line where he's, John Cusack's girl's name? His name's Rob. Laura.
Rob and Laura.
He's like, oh, what, Laura let you go out looking like that? And he, like, jumps over the counter and fucking grabs him, like, yokes him up. And
he's like, I'll say it, that is a fucking Cosby sweater.
Yeah, a Cosby sweater! But
did Laura let you go out of the house like that?
Yeah, but he yokes him up and by the jacket, and he's like, dude, if you tore this jacket, it is a fucking vintage, and I will sock you in the fucking nose. Oh, God, that
and
shit's
Dick
sick.
Is just like, okay,
guys, come on. Yeah, Dick's fantastic.
He's like, it's the new Belle and Sebastian. Just throws the tape at him. It's like, oh, go ahead, put in your old sad bastard music, see if I care.
It's not sad bastard music. It's just music that I like to listen to that I can tune out. Yeah.
It's like, fucking ignore Barry.
It's a really cool look about how, like, the music can cause feelings to you and how it influences you. And almost, like, I love the fact that he, like, lives by it, too. Like,
yeah.
He chronologically
he says,
life
he's
by
like,
music.
Look at these mutants. Oh. I am kind of one of them.
He's like, you're reorganizing your record collection. Is it not? It's not alphabetical. It's not
chronological.
No, it is chronological.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
It's autobiographical. He got it.
Yeah,
when
my bad. I meant
it.
Chronological through his life. But yeah, autobiographical. And he's like, no way. But I thought that was really neat. He's revisiting his entire past. And that's what he's like holding on to. I don't know. That
it's incredible fucking
especially watching
drama.
Empire and then this. I watched him in that order. Whew, High Fidelity fucking, man, that movie's
well,
so
they're
solid.
They're in different boats, yeah, because High
there's
Fidelity tackles incredibly mature issues.
Yeah, and there's just so much more meat in that movie than Empire is definitely like let's turn it on at a party.
Yeah, it's fun to jam on too.
High Fidelity's like, I'm sad.
I'm going to get sad watching this. Dude, one of my favorite fucking lines is when he lists her five things that he misses about her.
Mm.
And when he talks about like her cuddling her feet a certain amount of times either way, he's like, it just kills me.
Yeah.
And like walks away. I'm like, fuck, dude, that's so fucking like, it's a cool way to put that in a film because it feels like the way I would describe something I miss or long for.
It's the dumb shit that probably annoyed you.
Yeah.
And then you miss it when it's gone.
And they wrote it well.
Definitely. And his performances, deliveries of it and shit, his like neuroticism just bleeds through it and it's perfect.
Fucking Ian.
I really enjoy having the best sex of her life in my head. One of the parts that I love so much is that when he like when Laura makes the top five, when he realizes mm-hmm. how much she meant to him and stuff like that.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. I really enjoyed it. I would give it. I'd give it an 8.5.
I was
a solid
also
fucking
say,
flick.
Another one of my favorite fucking lines in that film is when he says, "I always thought growing up that relationships would get more mature and have more complexity, skin's a little thicker, instincts a little more developed. But there's an element of that first fucking day in everything since then."
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Holy shit."
Yeah, it's a pretty high...
When I get shit on in my late 20s, it does feel like I got shit on
when, 15,
when I was 14.
Yeah.
Hey, I had a girlfriend when I was 14.
No, you were an early bloomer.
Yeah. Say, hey, Susie Q, you want to go to the
Susie
jungle gym?
Susie Q, yeah.
Want to go to jungle gym, eat a
I'd
slim
like to,
gym with
I'd
me?
Like to kiss you on the cheek. Hold my hand. But yeah, no, it's a really cool, just look into like relationships and music and stuff like that.
I
very
definitely
well
give it a 9.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, honestly, for what it is, 9.5, wait, because wait. What else could there be? What could you name better for
in that type of
a
genre?
Music genre fucking drama. Like
honestly,
that.
Fuck. I don't think anything actually. Yeah. No. So I guess that bumped up my score too. I can't think of anything. And that's such a, like a,
It is like
almost a perfect movie of that sort.
Yeah.
Like in its own self, it's like it did exactly what it was supposed mm-hmm. to do, and it came across perfectly. It was executed so well. I completely
Insider
agree with
you. Jokes, really cool fucking references, amazing acting.
The soundtrack on it was
gorgeous. Yeah, serious fucking story and plot. Mm. Yeah, all around.
Right on. Well then, all right, so next week we're going to do Waterworld for Test of Tony, and movie of the week is going to be Sleepers. Get ready to get sad. Genre 5, I have no idea what we're going to do. We probably won't do a Genre 5, honestly. Maybe I'll watch the whole Making Murderer.
Maybe I'll just, you know.
You got any plans?
Maybe I'll do one.
Do one what?
Genre 5.
What do you mean?
Maybe I'll just think of one, and then we'll do it, and we'll have it for the next time.
Yeah, that would rock, man. All right, do you have anything more to say, Tone?
Until next time, Captain Biggs.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.